Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. Feel free to text in at 850-437-1620. It is the first week of school, and so I figured I'd have my good friend, school board member from District 1 out in the Beulah area, Kevin Adams, on. Kevin, thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, good morning, Walker. But I do want to remind you, District 1 goes from Beulah all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico.
That's so true.
It's a long district.
The Gulf of America, Kevin.
Oh, Gulf of America. There you go. I'm sorry.
Just giving you a hard time this morning.
I made news there.
I forgot. It goes all the way down there now. Yeah. Wanted to have you on.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight district.
Give you an opportunity to talk about what's going on. We got a couple minutes for the break, and then we'll have Kevin on till 7:30. So just how's first week going so far, day three?
Well, I tell you, first day of school went pretty good, and congratulate Mr. Leonard and all his staff and teachers. Everything went well, so it's not just teachers, you got the cafeteria workers, you got all kinds of employees that support the education program. But anyway, very good. I said it yesterday. I did get one phone call from an angry parent. Usually I read what's going on at each school by how many phone calls I'm getting, and that's pretty good when you start school with thousands of teachers coming in, thousands of students, and a lot of new parents coming in elementary, middle, and high school, and no complaints. So it seems to go well. Now, today we got, bad thunderstorms on the way, and so it's always a challenge, so far it's going pretty good.
Good. And I know folks need to get kind of prepared. Speaking of phone calls, they won't be getting any from their students in the classroom because they're K through 8. There's no cell phones allowed now.
That's correct.
Good.
Yeah, K through 8. And I tell you, the numbers, the schools that actually have – now, this was a state law that was passed, K through 8. There's some schools that are actually doing for high school too. But all the statistical numbers show, especially for your Title I students, the elimination of cell phones, academic grades go up, and a lot of different issues, go away, and that goes for discipline too. So discipline's going better. But I've always told a lot of parents, and a lot of them find out too late. You should not give your K through 8 student any smartphone with a data plan, because we can't block it, what they're doing. And we got boys that are going places, they're getting in trouble, and girls the same way. So the best thing to do is get them a track phone. You can Google, there's other options out there, but just put some minutes on it just so they can call you and tell you practice is late or whatever. But it's really been a bad deal with those cell phones for those children. They don't have the maturity to handle that yet.
Yeah, it's like putting the entire world into a child's hand and you're not ready to handle it. And we couldn't have cell phones in school when I was at Washington, or I guess I didn't have a cell phone in middle school in 2002 or 2003. Well, but yeah, we weren't allowed to have them in the classroom when I was at Washington. So that's good to hear that that's back. And Kevin, we got traffic on the fives real quick, a couple commercials, and then we're going to come back, and we got a bunch of other topics that we want to hit and make sure we got you here for it. So we'll be right back with you.
All right. Traffic is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. We've got a very serious accident that happened at G and Barranca Street involving a motorcycle, so avoid that area at all costs. It's raining outside, so make sure that you slow down. Be careful. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some major delays, and Highway 90 southbound headed into Pensacola. We'll see about a 7 to 9 minute delay through that area. Also, Highway 29 southbound right around Tate Road, we're seeing some delays there. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you love church? Ephesians 5 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Acts 20:28 says that Christ purchased the church with his blood. 1 Timothy 3 tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. So obviously, the New Testament places a huge priority on the church. If you're a Christian but not a member of a local Bible preaching church, I urge you to get involved as soon as possible. You possess unique spiritual gifts that can be used within the body of believers. Hebrews 10 tells Christians to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. God wants us to worship him and provoke others to love and good works. Attend a Bible-believing church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
717, breaking news update here at News Radio 92.3. Pensacola police were called to a serious crash at G and Barrancas. Now, this crash was involving a motorcycle rider. Just getting word moments ago from Pensacola police, the motorcycle rider has died. Again, that crash is at G and Barrancas. So be cautious in that area, and we will let you know as soon as we learn more about road closures and that. We'll have your traffic update in just a few minutes as well. News Radio 92.3, I'm David Wayne.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. Please remember, you can always text in at 850-437-1620. All right, we've got on the phones first week of school, third day out there, and we've got school board member from District 1, Kevin Adams, on the phone, and we were talking a little bit about how we're not allowed to have cell phones in K through 8 anymore, but we've got a whole host of other things going on in the school district, and wanted to give Mr. Adams here the opportunity to talk about it. And I know you've got a K-8 that has started at Longleaf, mm-hmm. and parents have seemed to be very happy about that new choice and option they've got.
Right, absolutely. I was there for their orientation for their incoming students, and a lot of parents were very excited their children could go to the same school from kindergarten all the way to eighth grade. And then they could go to Pine Forest or opt to go to one of the magnet programs or one of those schools or academies. So we're a full school choice district. So, but yes, and if you look at Santa Rosa, they're just building one brand new K-8 after another, and it's going on all across Florida. They're finding out that you don't have that, you got better academic numbers when their state is at the same school. And it seems like the 10th teachers, they get to know the child very early on what kind of situation they're in from kindergarten to eighth. But PTA stays in effect for the most part. So it's a good way of offering another choice option. You know, Mr. Leonard's also gave several of the elementary schools where they can have a sixth grade. Cadova Park was one, West Pensacola. So we're hoping to expand that. And as you know, we're in the competition for students because of the vouchers. So I forgot, we got the new middle school program that will be located at PHS, magnet program, where students that are planning to go IB can go to that program at PHS. So they'll be in their own little wing, and we're excited about that. So, you know, parents are looking for great choice options, and we're going to try to give it to them.
Right. And I know, so it's kind of like a pre-IB middle school kind of program they've got there at PHS now for, I guess it's 6th through all the way through 8th. And there were, I think, some parents had concerns about it, you know, being on a high school campus and you've got older kids with, you know, as young as an 11-year-old that's in sixth grade, maybe. But y'all do have it. I heard y'all discuss this. Y'all got that sectioned off like it's kind of on its own campus. It's, you know, sharing the same piece of property, but, you know, it is sectioned off. So it's not like there's a lot of interaction going on between the middle schoolers and high schoolers.
Now the older ones will do lunch on their own time period, and the younger ones will have a different lunch period. So they, you know, same principle as K-8, especially the new K-8s are building. They'll have the older kids upstairs and the younger kids downstairs, and really they don't have any interaction all through the day. So, but now I will tell you, a lot of those parents are concerned. You have to apply to come to be in that program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not like we're taking, you got to apply to be in that IB program. You got to apply to be in that middle school magnet program that's going to feed the IB program. So it's not forcing anything on any parent. They can stay at their own school, their zone for.
All right. And
if that's so changed.
Yeah. And you talked about the voucher program and being in competition. I know you and I have even talked about K-8s going all the way back to 2018. And we saw that as an important piece of the puzzle. And now with the competition you've got with the vouchers, are you seeing that middle school is maybe the area where folks are utilizing the voucher more, and so having some more competitive K-8 programs or something that kind of addresses middle school vouchers being taken, is that where y'all see kind of the biggest dip?
Yeah, that's right, because what we see is, you know, we got a larger enrollment at elementary school, and then once they go to middle school, those big middle schools are not as popular, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the hourglass effect, and then a lot of them will come back at high school, you know. So I believe the K-8 is, and well, that's why so many people's building them, because you don't see that enrollment drop at middle school. But I will tell you, Mr. Leonard, who's our new superintendent, Keith Leonard, he is empowering these principals on discipline, okay? So he's allowing these principals to have good order and good discipline in their schools. And if we have a child that is coming to school and the only thing it seems like the only thing they're doing is getting in trouble, especially with violence, they will get expelled out or they'll be sent to the alternate education program. So I'm really not getting the phone calls like I used to with the prior superintendent. So that's helping a lot. So our numbers are kind of flattening out on our loss now. So I expect as we offer these more choice programs for these parents and maintain that good order, you're going to see it even flatten out more. So and this school district's a little weird in some ways because we have those areas where the population is kind of exploding and the schools, you know, are might be closed to choice because we don't have the capacity, and then you got the other schools that are having an enrollment problem.
Right,
so
the staff, people are moving around. Let's get real quick, John, with traffic on the fives.
That's right. It's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Barrancas and G Street. They've got Barrancas both east and westbound shut down. So my advice is either take Garden all the way to Pace Boulevard or make your way down to Main Street, and that will join Barrancas where you can go from there. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seen some major delays through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Walker Wilson here filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We've got school board member from District 1, Kevin Adams, on the phone talking about first week of school. And, Kevin, you texted me about something as a topic that I didn't even realize the school district was doing, but has hired foreign teachers to fill some critical positions that you have in math and science, and how well that program's been working out. And you've got 51 international teachers teaching in Escambia County Public Schools.
Yeah, we hired 17 this year, too, 17 new foreign teachers, and it's been a marvelous program. So, you know, it's, at times we have a shortage of teachers in those critical areas in the math and other places. And so they have filled a critical, and they work very well with the Title I students, and it's been a good program. So we have a company that we use. This is not displacing any teacher from being hired, because we will hire you if you want to be a teacher in the county. But the foreign teachers, international teachers, have been doing a great job of filling those critical shortages we have in classes. So been a good program, and it's been expanding. So we're real happy with it.
Great. And I know there was a big vote, I guess it was at y'all's last school board meeting on the millage rate for the school district that they assess. And the vote was 4-1 to increase the millage rate for, I believe it's kind of for capital outlay projects, so construction. And so the one no vote was Kevin Adams on not raising the property tax. And so I wanted to kind of give you an opportunity and platform to just kind of tell us about, you know, that decision and why you think we're going to make it through. And again, I always like to see when somebody stands on their principles and their morals and says we're not going to raise property tax, and you stand out there and you do it anyways, even you know it's going to pass or not. So
well it wasn't no secret to my fellow board members and superintendent, because I have
right.
never voted for a tax increase.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm right there with Governor DeSantis. I would like to see a homestead exemption for if you homestead your house, you pay no property taxes. And I would tell you, if you look at something like that, where it would drive an economic engine like you've never seen, because we already don't have a state income tax. If people do, they come here, live in a homestead a home, and have no property taxes, that's just another way of drawing people to come to the state of Florida. But all they have to do is adjust the state sales tax, just like we got a half cent sales tax for, you know, building new schools and all that. So, and when you have a sales tax, you have all the tourists. I guess what 40% of the sales tax is by people that are coming in as tourists, and so it kind of, you know, it's not just the homestead people with the burden of these taxes, but. But yeah, they raised it a full 1.5 meals, we got 19 school districts that have half cent sales tax. We're one of them. We're blessed. Our voters just renewed another referendum on it, and to me, as long as they approve those half cent sales tax referendums, I would never vote to increase their property taxes. So that's where I'm at. So we're fortunate here in Skim County. We got both pots that we can use for the capital outlays.
Good. Well, good. Well, Kevin, mm-hmm. I want to thank you for calling in today and giving us an update on how the first week of school's going. We're going to head to a commercial break, and I hope you have a good rest of the week.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Walker.
News. News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump says he'll be speaking to European leaders this morning about ending the war in Russia. That includes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who's in Berlin for the German-hosted virtual meeting with the president. It's the first full day of the National Guard's presence on the streets of Washington, D.C. The troops are fighting crime in the Capitol. President Trump posting on earlier on Truth Social just out irrefutable proof that Senator Adam Schiff's approved plan to leak classified information to damage Donald Trump stems from a whistleblower report. Utah Congressman Burgess Owens talking to Fox Business.
These guys are supposed to be in a position to help our country grow. Instead, spending all his time, his mental energy, to figure out how to cause a coup when it comes down to President Trump.
Fox's Chad Pergram.
Schiff's office calls this baseless smears, saying the whistleblower was, quote, not reliable, not credible, and was fired.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's cloudy and rainy this morning in Pensacola. Of course, we've got our forecast on the way with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 here in just a few minutes. Pensacola police on the scene of a fatal motorcycle crash this morning. That happened at G and Barrancas at about 7 o'clock this morning. And PPD notifying us moments ago that the rider has passed away from their injuries in this accident. We'll check our traffic around that area with John here in a couple of minutes. Local school districts say they're prepared for anything this year, including allergy emergencies. New state law passing recently requiring every K-8 public school in Northwest Florida to train staff members on administering epinephrine.
This is the number one choice for life-sustaining care.
That's local nurse Allison Feeney, and she specializes in allergy care. She tells Channel 3 it's important for the EpiPen to be administered as fast as possible, as some kids can show signs of anaphylaxis within just seconds of coming into contact with an allergen. Escambia County says every school has staff members trained in administering emergency medicine. Okaloosa County says every nurse, teacher, and principal in their district have received training. A man's recovering after a stabbing that happened following an argument with a woman on Olive Road and Palafox Street yesterday. Deputies say the man was stabbed in the chest. His injuries were considered to be non-life-threatening. He was taken to the hospital. A woman was detained after the incident. Officials say charges against her are pending. New library opening in Brownsville this week. Escambia County holding a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 11 a.m. This will be the first library in the Brownsville area. It'll be at 3300 West DeSoto. It's an 8,000-square-foot facility that is in a building that used to be an old Masonic lodge. It includes a library, a cafe, and a multi-use space for community events. The facility will offer high-speed internet access and a variety of educational resources. And it's still unclear if Tropical Storm Aaron's going to affect the East Coast. The National Hurricane Center saying it's likely to become a hurricane over the central tropical Atlantic here in the next few days. The storm could reach the northern Leeward Islands by this weekend. The Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico could feel some effects. Now, Florida state government now has an official number two, Governor Ron DeSantis naming Tampa State Senator Jay Collins as lieutenant governor yesterday. Collins, a combat veteran who was wounded in combat. He served for more than 20 years as a Green Beret. The governor says the appointment makes Florida the only state where veterans are both the governor and the lieutenant governor. DeSantis called Collins an unapologetic fighter for conservative values and said he's a patriot who's dedicated his life to serving. Well, it is 7:34, almost 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get an update on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. As said earlier, we're dealing with that accident that happened on Barrancas and G Street. They are basically closing down Barrancas. So my advice to you is either to take Garden all the way to Pace Boulevard and rejoin Barrancas there, or make your way to Main Street, and Main Street will join up with Barrancas there so you can avoid that area. Also, Highway 90 and School Lane over in Pea Ridge. We have an accident. No roadblock. It's off to the side of the road, but the rain is going out there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some major delays in that area due to construction and congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We do have a high chance of rain as we go through the morning and afternoon. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Overnight Thursday, temperatures dropping near 77. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 90 and a low near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got rainy and cloudy conditions. It is 75 degrees, rain cooling down just a little bit here across the area. Our next news at 8, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Okay, so Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu truck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs.
That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive, just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. We now, every Wednesday, Andrew has on Mayor D.C. Reeves, and so we have Mayor Reeves on the phone. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Walker. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for not giving up and on the show since Andrew's not here. I know there's a lot going on at the city. You had a very long meeting yesterday. We've got the DOE just going to come in for some auditing stuff Monday and Tuesday, and so I just kind of want to give you the floor and talk folks through what's going on with what the DOE saying and what to expect from the state when they get here on Monday.
Obviously, you know, our teams are, you know, working to prepare for that, and as I mentioned in our statement, you know, we certainly welcome that. We have an aligned vision with the state of Florida that and we're certainly confident in you know, doing our best to use the taxpayer money wisely. And you know, obviously, we're going to have, you know, some differences of opinion in situations like stating, well, the property tax went up this much by population. Of course, that doesn't factor in increases the tax base with commercial buildings, with new residential builds. It doesn't factor in having an airport with 3 million people going through it, 104% higher than a decade ago. So there's all those other things, which, and I'm sure they expect every community is going to have some differences like that, that can't just be read with two data points. We'll be responding to their letter, preparing for their visit next week, and honestly looking forward to it. I feel like, our team does a great job. Our finance team does a great job. We have a balanced budget, always do, a very high bond rating, we always do. Certainly looking forward to the conversation.
Nice. And speaking of budget, 8-hour long meeting yesterday,
right,
kind of overview by each department coming in, talking about what their individual budgets are with the council, answering questions, and just kind of, what are some of the key takeaways from that, I guess, and what might be different for this upcoming year that we haven't seen since you've been at the city, if there are any differences.
Well, yeah, and first, I kind of think about from a citizen standpoint, resident standpoint, that meeting, although 8 hours and obviously lots of preparation on our side, the meeting yesterday was a budget workshop. And for folks who don't follow city government closely, ultimately it's the city council who ultimately approves the budget. It's their opportunity to talk face-to-face with every department director about their budget, about what's happening, concerns, questions. So I always say if you wanted the fastest crash course in the city's budget, skimming through that with departments that you're interested in may be the best way to do that, is to watch that budget workshop, because there's, lots of questions that I'm sitting in the meeting thinking, man, I wish every citizen could hear, here's what's happening in public works, here's what's happening in fire and happening in police. So it's even though it's a long meeting, it's a pretty good crash course and kind of the direction of the budget and a lot of the wins that are happening within our budget. So I think it's always a good thing. We've tried to be as collaborative as possible. And I think, we're setting the bar with the administration and the council trying to work together on these things and have open conversations and make adjustments and be coachable, really kind of on both sides to make sure we understand and that we have the maximum impact for our citizens. So that's great. And Walker, listen, I think the number one misperception about city government, the number one across every department, every issue, the number one misperception is when someone hears that a project is going to happen and it costs X million dollars, the presumption is that's just money that sits in a general bank account that could be used on anything. And I would venture to say in 3 years almost as mayor, about 97% of the time that is not the case. Maybe 99% of the time, as you well know in your line of work, of that there's specific things you can do with specific dollars at the DIB, no different than in a city budget. So when you talk about redoing Palafox Street, for example, no, that money can't go to homeless services or the police department or, so those monies are typically earmarked with a capital stack that has much different uses that are required by law. So there is a lot of intricacies to the budget that you could never really expect a citizen to follow intricately. I didn't follow it as intricately when I wasn't the mayor. I think that's always – that budget workshop's always a nice crash course kind of education on here's what you can spend local option sales tax on and here's what you can't. Here's what you can spend these types of dollars on, CRA dollars on, and here's what you can't. I think it's a good practice for the council and the administration, but it's also a good education opportunity for engaged citizens to kind of learn the direction of the city for the next year.
Right. Yeah, I think that is important and that gets lost. And again, hard to relay to the citizen who isn't waking up every day thinking about the city budget. They have an issue in their neighborhood or in front of their house or on their street and they want it fixed. And then they see, $1 million for this, $2 million for that, or whatever it might be. And they're like, well, why can't I get this stop sign fixed or this pothole or whatever it is, right? And so it's confusing. But let's get traffic on the fives real quick with John.
That's right. If you are trying to get onto Barrancas Avenue, it is closed from Garden Street all the way down to Main Street. So be aware of that. My advice, if you need to go to Barrancas, is take Pace Boulevard to Barrancas or Main Street. Also, Highway 90 heading into Pensacola We're seeing some delays all the way back to Woodbine. There's no accident there. Just people are slow and go due to congestion in that area. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. We've got the mayor of the city of Pensacola, Mayor D.C. Reeves, on the line with us. And D.C., I did want to say one thing kind of to that point of one of the things while I was watching yesterday was extremely impressed about was with Lisa Dees and talking about the performance and the number of 311s that have gotten taken care of and the speed at which those get taken, you know, taken care of, I guess. And
that was one of the things, honestly, that was a day one fix for us. And, you know, I would say all the time, especially when I started, and I know that our employees are tired of hearing me say it, which is, what does the customer see? And you know, that's how you operate in business. But it's also how we should be operating as a city, meaning, you know, what does City Hall look like when you walk up? And, you know, is there trash on the street? How does our parks look? And while that's always a battle, we're always trying to improve. That was one of the big ones, is that when I found out we had 2,000 tickets backlogged when I started, it's not acceptable. How do we go tell a citizen to call 311 and we might get to them in a few weeks? That makes no sense to me. And so, you know, Lisa and her team deserve a lot of credit. We basically have a rolling ticket count. We went from 2,000 to a rolling ticket count somewhere in the area of 50 to 60 total. So you're talking about, you know, a 90%+ drop in the tickets that are queued up. And I said at the time when I took the office, I said, I don't even want to advertise 311 until we get this figured out. I don't even want citizens to know about it because all they're going to do is try something and be disappointed. So, our turn time has been great. And actually, a recurring theme in the budget discussions yesterday across many departments is we're really trying to enhance technology. Another thing when we got here is it was almost like every single department had their own piece of software. So we're dealing with 17 different softwares to try to, a lot of times, do the same things. So we're getting a lot this coming year, and we've been working on it. We're getting lots of synergy as it pertains to our technology to make sure that these things speak to each other, that when 311 puts a ticket in, it goes to Parks and Rec or it goes to Public Works and that it's done even more efficiently. So we're starting to see a lot of those technology enhancements, and those were a lot of the things that were in the proposals for the budget yesterday.
Great. I know another project that the city has been working on is the HBA affordable homes, and they ended up getting built and finished. And so I wanted to kind of give you a chance to tell us what that is exactly and how many houses that is. And
yeah, so it was an awesome meeting yesterday with the HBA folks and many folks involved, you know, in trying to do to not only create affordable houses, but for the first time in the history of the city, create affordable houses forever. And that means these are going to be in the community land trust. And that means it's not like they only have a 10-year run and then they can go back to market rate. These are homes that will stay affordable for this family, the next family, and the next family, you know, for the next 100 years plus. And so we started this as kind of a think big pilot project with HBA, with Habitat for Humanity, Sam Young and his team. And we said, hey, let's test this, and maybe this is something we can do at scale. So like you said, three houses. 2300 West Jackson. There's one on E Street between Fricker and Baptist Hospital, and then also on Spring Street, not right down near the downtown library. And so beautiful builds. They're just finishing them now, but we had kind of a thank you event that I was just grateful to be a part of that the HBA put on. And you just saw dozens and dozens of people, of subcontractors that gave their hard-earned time and money to help make this as affordable as possible to make happen. So I'm very appreciative of that. And what our hope is now that we've kind of tested this and learned from it, that we can each scale it even further, and that we could potentially have partnerships with even more scattered sites like this to try to help create housing affordability.
Awesome. You brought up the Fricker Center. We got a couple minutes left. I know y'all have got a input meeting today, and also kind of speaking of, we've got money for only a certain project that we can use it for, and that's right. This is kind of one of them, right? And so give you an opportunity to promote that this morning.
Yeah, perfect segue. Yeah, actually, it's where I'm on the way to right now. So 8 to 9:30 today is our Fricker Center and our Senior Center meeting. We were fortunate enough, we applied for and received two grants, one for $5 million, one for $4.5 million, that not only storm hardens and renovates the existing center and creates community enhancements, but also creates a senior center that has Baptist Wellness, Senior Wellness Center within it. It also will have a Career Source Escarosa, a computer lab and facility to help with job opportunity and not having to go all the way across town to find that job opportunity, and education elements through Parks and Rec and the school district. So and that's a perfect example. If someone reads in the paper that we're building a $10 million community center, these are grant funded. These are not out of general fund. And either it is spent on this very deserving project for a community center that hasn't been I would say, frankly, has been left behind in terms of, you know, seeing other ones go up in other parts of the city. And so to have this project and to have it grant funded, you know, I think is an amazing opportunity for us. And we're looking forward to, you know, hearing more feedback from folks about what they want to see.
Yeah, that's exciting. I can just say personally, I used to go and do a lot of volunteering and tutoring over at the Fricker Center and middle school and early on in high school, and it looks the exact same as it did in 2003 or 2004. So I think good on y'all for trying to bring something positive to that community and getting the community involved and what they want to see in their community center. So Mayor Reeves, thanks for calling in today. I hope you have a good rest of the week, and I will talk at you later.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. John, we'll head on to commercial break.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
So if you own a business, chances are you got into business because there was something you really enjoyed doing. You liked giving legal advice. You liked building houses. You liked repairing cars. You liked putting in IT or HVAC systems. Whatever it is you do, and you're good at it. As your business grew and you got employees, you discovered, oh, red tape. No. All the stuff that you have to do because you're in business, which is managing employee benefits and figuring out things like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, payroll, human resources, you know, all the unfun stuff. Well, guess what? Torgerson Consulting, they got into business because they like doing those things that most people don't like doing, and they're really good at it. We've been using them for about 4 years here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola, and they've been great. Plans, choices we didn't have access to before, customer service we certainly were not getting at the same level before. For more than 20 years, they've been helping local businesses like yours figure this stuff out. So give them a call. No obligation for them to come look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Ready to level up your future?
George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused, visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
You had to do the air drums.
You got it, yeah.
I saw people in their cars doing it.
Good morning. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. John, what's going on with the traffic?
Well, we're still dealing with that earlier accident that happened on Barrancas and G Streets, which still has Barrancas shut down right now. So my advice, take Pace Boulevard or Main Street to join back up with Barrancas to get you where you need to go. Also, let's see here, Highway 90 going toward Pensacola. We're still seeing some major delays. Not as far backed up as it was, but still seeing slow and go traffic as you head your way to Pensacola. That's about a 10 to 12 minute extra time delay built into there. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Alrighty. And so we had Mayor Reeves on talking about a lot of things going on in the city that working on, especially trying to get the budget together for next year. And, you know, I think he made a good point of you probably don't have 8 hours to sit down and watch a city council budget briefing, but it certainly is. If you've ever got questions, and you can go to that meeting they had yesterday at 9:00 a.m. on the website, it goes into a ton of detail and you do learn a lot. And, you know, just kind of to piggyback on what he was saying about different funding sources and only be able to utilize certain dollars in certain areas or for a certain kind of project or for a certain time period. Some of that does stem out of the CRAs, which we talked about earlier, and it might be beneficial for you, whether you live in the city or the county, to see if you live inside of a community redevelopment agency area where there are separate tax dollars that are kept inside of neighborhoods. And if you live in one, to, you know, certainly make your voice heard to the CRA boards at the county and the city and let them know kind of how you think those dollars should be spent. And it certainly is I think, in my opinion, it's a more direct way for those that live in a CRA area to maybe try and get some issues tackled. And then, again, want to highlight the 311 system for the city. It is extremely easy to use. You can pick up your phone and call 311. You can go to their website, send in pictures, give the address of where the issue is, and they have done a very, very good job of turning that program around and getting tickets and issues taken care of within, you know, typically 48-hour period. So we will be back after this with Commissioner Mike Kohler.